This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. The Mercer Street, a medium-sized tanker, was headed for a bunkering port and oil terminal in the United Arab Emirates from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, according to Refinitiv Ship Tracking. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
Almost 4 million cases were reported to WHO last week. And on current trends, we expect the total number of cases to pass 200 million within the next 2 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. This is